It's more than a game. Think of the glory.
It's more than a game. This is the battle for Nottingham.
Carberry on the right-hand wing. He shoots the three, and that one is good, folks, as University of Nottingham now to the lead 7-5.
It's more than a game. 7,000 fans behind you.
It's more than a game. It's a chance to go down in the history books.
What a save by Jonathan Betts! They will not find a way past him again.
It's more than a game. This is the battle we live for.
It's more than a game. It's a legacy.
Goal for the All-Stars! What a goal!
This is a clash of epic proportions. The University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent are going to war!
Varsity 2016 on URN.
This is more than a game.
Hello and welcome to Varsity Tonight. Your home, on your home of the Varsity coverage, URN. I am joined by Jack and Charlotte.
Hello.
Hey.
Guys, what a game.
Oof. I know. Oof. How many fouls as well in that game? Lots and lots of fouls. They played dirty tonight.
The drama, though.
I know.
Trent leading into the first half. You saw it coming.
I know. I didn't think uni could pull it back. To be honest, it was so close till the second half, really, when uni off took the lead in the last few minutes of the game.
It was an absolutely... I'm so good we weren't there, but the coverage was great. We got to see everything that went on. Jamise Brown.
Oh, she's now my favourite person.
Absolutely crushed it for us, scoring every free throw she tried.
I know, incredible. And she has made the quote of the year, I've got to say.
Already?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was like... She celebrates the best way by going to Nando's. I love that. That is the best way to celebrate a basketball win.
How else would you celebrate?
Oh, I know.
My favourite thing, her mum's here. Her mum has come from America to see her play in that
game.
It's
that important.
What you did after going, I'm going to Nando's. It was great.
Reminds me of the Rebecca Adlington Big Mac after she won the gold medal, I think, in the Beijing swimming. And they're like, what are you going to do now? She's like, oh, just want a Big Mac, to be honest.
Right, so Varsity has kicked off with a bang. Women's basketball, UON. We are 1-0 up in the Varsity series. But let's have a look now about what's going to happen later tonight. The men's basketball, the second event of Varsity. Here's what happened last year.
Welcome from the Capital FM Arena, live here on URN.
Over the next 3 hours, we'll be bringing you every moment of the opening night of Nottingham Varsity.
I think we all felt really great. It was a great end to our season and we really enjoyed it. The crowd was quite good, so yeah, it was fun.
The crowds are still flooding in at the moment and we expect the crowd rate to be picking up in the next couple of minutes as we build up to the men's basketball game later.
Well, I guess we set the tone for the rest of the whole Varsity series. We're going to attract probably most, hopefully, a bigger crowd than last year, seeing as we're the first event. And the more people we attract, you know, we might have a better turnout for the further event.
Nottingham UniOps should win this, hands down. But, you know, this is a completely different game to anything else, you know, these guys experience. This is a cup final. Everybody knows in every sport, upsets can happen.
So, live commentary of the University of Nottingham versus Nottingham Trent in men's varsity basketball is coming up live from the Capital FM Arena on URN in just over 5 minute time. It's the opening night of the series and the battle lines are drawn.
And we are just about to begin here. And there it is. University of Nottingham gets the opening tip and quickly up to four. Daly passes it back out to Zapata. Zapata at the top of the key. Pass over to Carberry on the right-hand wing. He shoots the three, and that one is good, folks, as University of Nottingham now take the lead 7-5 with their first three-pointer of the game. And who is it but, of course, Evan Carberry. Quick pass up Carberry. He steps out to the three-point line, and that one is good as Carberry is feeling it from three with two three-pointers in the last minute. Extends the UniOps lead 12-5.
Still a close game.
And a steal there as he will go up for it. And a huge dunk! And that one from Kassanopoulos exerting his will there. This will head to halftime as UniOps now with the lead 36-22.
Now the background noise you can hear is the halftime entertainment we spoke about a little while ago.
I don't know much about dance, but this looks pretty good. I mean, if this is what I pull out in Ocean after a few drinks, then I'll be more than happy with it.
Oh, having seen you out, I confirm that it is not even remotely similar.
And Daly with the easy pass into Aguirre.
And Nottingham is just scoring at will here.
Nottingham have just showed Trent what they should have done on the last five possessions.
And Trent has no answer for this defense from Nottingham. And that time, Williams goes up for it. Carberry said, not in my house, and blocks that one to the outside. So
I think Carberry almost blocked that with his shoulder. He got so high.
Uniev gets it back in quickly. Daly works past two defenders. He'll drive it in out to Kassanopoulos. And Daly gets it to Carberry. Top of the key, all alone. And he'll knock that one down as Carberry, with his fourth three-pointer of the game, brings Uniev to 80 points. And we are winding down here. A three taken there by Uniev. But with 10 seconds left, this one is over, folks. 82-56 is going to be your final, as the city of Nottingham continues to be green and gold tonight, as University of Nottingham sweeps the basketball in what we call nothing short of utter domination for the University of Nottingham side. It's 2-0 to the University of Nottingham. A clean sweep in the basketball. How does that taste, Trent?
Trent sent packing, six matches, six defeats. I think it needs renaming to the University of Nottingham Arena, because it is our stomping ground.
And we are certainly hoping for a repeat. Every event of the basketball we won last year. Do you think we can do it this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If we can do it for five consecutive years, we can do it again.
I don't know. I love the sound of that, though. The drama in that commentary right there.
And it is all to come right here on URN in about 20 minutes' time as we kick off for the men's basketball. But let's have a look forward now. It's the first day of varsity over the next 3 weeks. What are we looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the two Super Wednesdays, actually. With all the sports you can possibly want to watch, especially, I'm really into my Thai boxing, so I'm looking forward to seeing some broken legs there. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
They do like MMA at varsity. I think that would be quite interesting.
I don't think they do, but Thai boxing is pretty much as close as you can get to it.
I think if we can get a clip of someone breaking their leg, that would really change that thing.
Just get the noise of it breaking and stuff. Okay, maybe not. I'm quite looking forward to some ice hockey. I've heard like the rumours of how big it is, but I've never really like seen any of the coverage, never seen a varsity event.
You've not been to ice hockey before?
No. We're new to it all.
Yeah, I'm a first.
I'm so excited.
Ice hockey is one I cannot be more excited for ice hockey. It is just the hilarious, biggest night in Nottingham.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can retain the crown. We've done it with women's basketball.
Yeah.
We could do it. I think we could do it with ice hockey. It would be so great to see.
Oh, yeah. I'm also looking forward to some more David Saunders commentary, because he was pretty spectacular in that in that women's basketball right there.
He was.
And his co-commentator, who sounded exactly like Paul Hollywood.
I really don't see that.
It was uncanny. I don't know how no one noticed that but me. I'm sort of disappointed with the lack of shouting Kobe, though, because that's the first thing I do. Like, any ball that goes up in the air that's going near the basket, I'm just being like, Kobe!
I feel like that's more men's basketball, though.
True, that is true.
Funny you should mention David's commentary, because he was doing some interviews ahead of the varsity series.
Yeah.
And you guys may remember, we did a little bit of meddling.
We really messed with David.
Up to no good, really. A bit mischievous.
So David was doing his basketball interview with Adam... with
Daniel Waters. Daniel Waters is the name you're looking for.
Thank you. Daniel Waters was here. David did some interviews. We sort of gave him a little bit of a challenge throughout the interview. And I don't think David noticed.
I don't know how.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, no.
In case you missed it, this is what it sounded like when we gave Daniel Walters a little bit of a word to sneak in to his interview.
Hi, I'm Daniel Walters on the men's basketball team, small forward.
So your word is Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump, yeah, sure. Love the guy.
Sure. Make sure that they don't know.
Yeah.
How would you say your season's gone so far, then?
The season so far has been, like, up and down. Just like Donald Trump's campaign as a president.
What kind of a challenge are Trent? Do you have to prepare yourself any differently, tactically or mentally?
I think that we don't have to prepare any differently to any other game. We just go into the game with a mentality. As Donald Trump says, we're going to win.
What would a win mean for you and the team?
A win would be amazing. We must win, and make basketball great again.
The commitment.
Oh, man, that was amazing. That was amazing. Oh. I haven't heard that fully before. He really goes for it. Not like just once, which we expected. He just keeps piling in the Donald Trump references.
I really think that's my favourite interview of all time now.
It's the best one we've done all yet. Basketball opening strong as per.
I'm surprised he had no mention of building a wall around.
He missed that one out, didn't he?
Well, David didn't notice. Like, he thought, that's a normal interview, I'll just let it slide. So me and Perkins were chatting to him yesterday, and we decided to let him in on the joke, let him know what actually was going on.
Right. So, David and Elliot, we just wanted to talk to you about one of the possibly weirdest interviews we've ever heard. Do you remember the men's basketball interview, David?
How can I forget?
So what happened? Just talk us through it.
I can't remember. I think the guy just wanted to come on and talk about Donald Trump. It was almost as if that thing you did last year where you gave everyone a word to say during their commentaries.
So what were you thinking after this interview happened?
I was thinking, I'm so glad I don't sound like the biggest in the room.
Well, we actually spoke to him because we went to the basketball game the other day. We went to their training session. But that actually has absolutely no bearing, because we can reveal exactly why he did that right now.
Okay, men's basketball word sneak.
So your word is Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump, yeah, sure. Love the guy.
Sure. Make sure that he doesn't...
So you went out of your way to give us all more work to do.
So, as you can tell from that, we are completely responsible for that interview being ruined. David, Elliot, did you suspect at all?
Well, it's the most logical thing, but I didn't say it because I didn't think either of you were that stupid. But then...
I enjoyed the fact that he made his own of word sneak. Like, he didn't just say Donald Trump. He just decided to quote Donald Trump. Like, we only wanted him to say it once, and he tanked the interview.
You made us waste an entire day sat there straining over this one interview because of how terrible it was.
Thank God we only did it the one time, Elliot.
You know what?
Do I even want to know?
There were at least five or six people who came in doing that.
See, I feel like...
But most of them are usable.
This is the point.
I didn't know.
Elliot, do you remember me saying... Do you remember me requesting that we speak to them all, it will only take a minute, just before they went in for the interview?
There's a face that Elliot's pulling here. It's glorious.
Well, so basically, Elliot, we did it for... every single sports club that came in for an interview.
Now, Jesus Christ, my entire sports team is full of idiots.
This word sneak has happened. We're doing it. We've got so many word sneaks to do throughout the rest of Varsity tonight. We're also giving you guys word sneaks as well, because you guys are at the basketball.
So myself and David are at the basketball tonight, and we'll be being given these word sneaks by yourself, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call later tonight with the words you've got to sneak in, and we'll see how that goes on next Varsity Tonight. So that was David and Elliot's reaction. Honestly, we've done this for every interview. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to listen to them all again and just relive the fact that David is so awkward when these people are talking to him.
I was so surprised that they were that calm about it. I thought they were going to strangle you or something like that. I thought they were going to go absolutely mad.
I feel like Elliot was more angry than David with the whole thing.
Just a bit when he's like, I can't believe my sports team is full of idiots.
So we are going to go, like we said, we're going to go over to the presenters over at the Motorpoint Arena very soon to give them their challenge for tonight.
This is University Radio Nottingham.
Right, we are joined right now on Varsity Tonight by James and Joe. How are you doing, boys?
It's just me at the moment. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How was the women's basketball?
It was good, thank you, Matt. Hang on, if you just give me literally 1 second. Put my pen in your nose. Hello, Matt, sorry.
Where are you?
I'm in a subway, Matt.
You're in a subway?
Why not? Why not?
Yeah. Really professional there.
As in, well, there's
we're getting very crucial prep for the men's basketball, of course.
Well, yeah, the women's basketball captain celebrates with Hernando's. You obviously have to celebrate with a subway.
Celebrate, yeah, we're celebrating that, but hopefully we'll might go for Hernandez if the men's win as well.
Why not? Okay, so while you're preparing, we thought we'd give you something a little bit extra to do while you're getting ready for the men's basketball.
Okay, all right.
So at some point, while you're on air, we'd like you to say something for us.
Okay.
What we'd like you to do is shout, Kobe!
Kobe!
Shout Kobe.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe with like a holler at the end as well, just to, you know,
with
add
a holler.
To it.
Yeah, that's what we require.
So you want me to, in the middle of a sentence, Kobe.
Well, it doesn't have to be a middle of a sentence.
Maybe your defining moment after the varsity, if we win, where you come in with your victory speech. Oh, maybe then.
No chance am I risking that victory
speech? Well, that's
so that's my one. Can I swap it with Joe's? Can I? What is it?
No, we want to get just what we think that's hard enough that only one of you have to do it.
Well, okay, fine. Yeah. So you want me to? Do we get a point every time we say it, or
whichever one of you says it the most wins?
Yeah.
Can Joe won? Then we can compete, because I think we're very competitive people, and there's absolutely no chance that either of us would let the other one win.
Should we think of another one?
I didn't even get it. Okay, so you've got Kobe, that one's yours. You've got to do that one.
And he can have balls. He can shout balls at the top of his voice.
Yeah, but isn't balls shout, quite an easy one to get into
is
when
it?
You're like when
you cannot shout balls. I'm going to pass you to Joe, and you can talk to him.
Okay.
Okay, what's up?
Hello.
Hello,
so,
Joe.
We've just spoken to James. At some point during varsity, he's got to shout, Kobe!
Okay.
Now, we need you to do something for us as well.
Right.
So, okay, we're trying to think of a word.
Are we going with the balls? Or
because basically, James wants to compete with you. He wants you both to have different words. And then so you can have one to say, try and get in as many times as possible and try and beat his Kobe.
We'd like to say slam dunk.
Oh, yes, yeah, slam
shout.
Dunk.
You've got to shout slam dunk as many times as possible.
With the action as well.
Preferably.
Well, the action's fine, yeah, I'm on that.
Preferably the slam dunk could just be at any point in the game. So, like, if they do something good, you'd be like, oh, that's a slam dunk right there. Or maybe get all your terminology wrong and they throw a three and you're like,
I mean,
oh,
I'm doing that already anyway. So, it's
so that's a challenge. Whichever one of you does it the most times wins.
Okay, and what do I win?
The official Varsity Tonight calendar.
And a hug.
Wow.
More importantly.
Yeah, and pride.
I'm going to be working hard for that then.
Oh, yes, you definitely are.
Right.
Right.
Well, I'll do my best for you boys.
Good luck with the rest of tonight. Have a really
Thanks,
good time.
Guys.
Keep us updated.
Hope it goes well.
Will do. See you later.
Bye.
Right, you can join James and Joe at the Capital FM on right here on urn1350.net. We are almost out of time for our first Varsity Tonight of this year.
Nice.
There's only one more Varsity character we have to introduce.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember Paul the Octopus?
Oh,
in
course,
the,
of course.
The German World Cup, right?
Yeah.
He predicted all the... Oh, was it the German World Cup?
He was in.
It was the World Cup. Maybe the South Africa World Cup. And then there was this German octopus, and he used to predict each match on which team was going to win. And did he? How far did he get?
He got
them
all
them?
Right, I think.
He got every single one right.
Incredible!
Wow.
So we thought it can't be that hard to get an animal to predict every varsity.
And Nottingham has got to have another paw, right? So
yeah, exactly.
So we've thought of Roxy the hamster.
Roxy the URN hamster. is going to be predicting every single varsity event over the next 3 weeks.
And so far, she's winning. She's doing well.
She got women's basketball.
She got women's basketball.
Did she get the score? No, I'm joking.
She has 100% success rate so far. We have got the video of Roxy predicting the men's basketball.
Right.
We're going to see what happens. Who is Roxy favouring for the men's basketball?
Suspense is killing me.
Oh. I like the look of it.
Okay, so Roxy's on a table with a treat on a men's basketball photo and a men's for Trent and one for UON. She is scouring the table right now.
She doesn't really seem to want to go towards either one of the options.
She seems like she's trying to escape.
I think
she's
she might be trying to decide. Oh, she's
uni
picked one.
She has gone for the uni of.
Roxy predicts.
I'm hoping Roxy's right.
So you've heard it here first, folks. UniOv are going
to
win.
And if you want to watch Roxy predicting that, head over to the Twitter at URN1350 and be sure to send all your tweets, texts and comments at URN1350 or send us a web text at urn1350.net. Get in touch throughout the rest of the night as we are live from the Moser Point Arena in Nottingham, where hopefully the University of Nottingham will become the basketball champions and have an incredible start to the varsity series. That is it for the first varsity tonight. We are back on Monday, where hopefully we're celebrating an incredible win.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed, guys.
We'll see if Roxy gets any more predictions. Right. Hopefully she'll get the men's basketball right.
On campus.
And online.
This
is URN.